A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for another episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prowl. This week, sit down with Christopher Campbell and Nate Helms, who is a new person on the podcast, first time, last time. Christopher's wife sits in for about half of it, so she'll be the first girl on the podcast that is not my sister. You can hear Kyson in the background yelling on FaceTime, even though I told him to be quiet. If you want to help out the podcast, why don't you head on over to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com or to any of the other sites for any of the other podcasts on the network. And if you clear your cookies, then click on the purple Amazon banner. Then shop like you normally would. Nothing gets added on at the end, and a little tiny bit of that goes back to the Popular Outcasts. Help pay for things. Maybe one of these days I'll actually get good at this advertisement thing. Man, Nick Rehack over at Me and My Depression again got me the other day. I didn't even see it coming. Did not even see it coming. Just boom, Amazon ad. I was like, whoa, out of the blue. And then I was catching up on my Girls on Girls, and then they just, like, right at the end of it, just boom, right into it. Like, out of nowhere. I don't know how these people are so good at the Amazon ad. One of these days, it's going to be like, I'll get a professional ad. You know, it'll actually sound like I actually practiced before or something. Well, hey, enjoy this one. It's a full one. Enjoy. Have some fun with it. See you guys next week.
Go. What the hell with Nate Prowl? Oh crap, I missed
that. That's okay.
That's okay. That's what it's supposed to be. That's good.
I'm sorry, I meant Helms.
What the hell is Nathan Prowl? I'm Nathan Prowl.
Yeah, we know.
What a surprise.
Oh Lord. Alright.
And I'm Nate too.
Also we have this another Nate here today.
A good friend, Nate Helms, who just got engaged and is leaving.
And who botched the intro song.
But yeah, he really messed it up. Also, Chris is here.
Finally, after like 11 weeks.
Yeah, Christopher Campbell.
Because nobody ever invites me back.
I was like...
Ever. Even on the politics and religion, which was supposed to be my thing.
Look, we can have another politics and religion episode.
When are we going to do that, Nate?
Right now.
No, not right now.
I don't have the...
Yeah, there's too many people.
It's too much. I don't have the intention for that right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. What has been happening on the show?
What do you mean? We just do the segments.
Talk about the same things every week?
We do the segments. Same basic. There's like a few segments that I keep, and then there's other ones that kind of come in.
What movies do you watch?
Well, like, what are you listening to? Are you listening to anything new?
I have to admit, and I'm kind of ashamed, but not really. My favorite song right now, well, not my favorite song, but the new Katy Perry song.
I haven't heard it.
Roar.
Oh, pretty good.
It's been stuck in my head all day.
It's catchy.
It's catchy. I feel like whenever it comes on, I feel like it's like the season finale of my favorite show. And it's like the last scene where everybody's there and they're like, you know, all happy and doing crazy stuff. So
it's a pretty good song.
Yeah, it makes me feel happy when I listen to it. So I've been listening to that.
Yeah, I haven't heard it, so I don't.
Yeah, you should.
No,
you should give
no
a
comments.
Give a buzz.
To it.
Yeah, give it a buzz.
What are you listening to, Nate?
I really don't know.
You're not listening to anything.
You
watching anything?
You listen to the radio.
I turned the radio off. Actually, I stopped listening to the radio the last couple days.
Having quiet time.
Because the only time I listen to the radio is in the morning. I'll put on the Christian radio station. That would be nice.
That's good.
It's a good way to get the morning going.
Yeah, sets your mind right.
But everything else is just repeating, and I'm tired.
That's so true.
So I've been listening to my pod. And
seriously, if I hear like Blurred Lines or any of like One More Time,
exactly.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I downloaded the new Passion Pit album. Which I enjoyed.
Very good.
I was like,
very
I'm gonna
good
give
album.
This a shot. Very. Oh, you want to know some another good thing you need to listen to? The new Civil War CD. Very
really
good. Very very good.
I don't listen to any of those.
Yeah, so
Civil Wars? Oh, wow, no, do it.
They're really good. You should start, because the new CD is really good.
Oh, okay. I'll
Speaking
check it
of Blurred Lines, though, I do want to bring this up. Has anybody here watched the Blurred Lines video?
Yes.
No, I don't know what that is.
Are you serious? Talk about a lawsuit. Hey, Aubrey, do you want to be a guest on the show real fast?
Yeah, come here. Just come here, Aubrey.
Just come here. For those of you who haven't seen the Blurred Lines video, it's very risque. There is multiple topless women on the show with Robin on the show.
Holding random objects.
Holding random objects, including a goat.
I have heard of it. The Robin
the exercise bike.
I have heard of this video.
Yeah, it's quite intense. Only one... Never mind. Anyways, what happened with the lawsuit, baby?
They're having a lawsuit now. Marvin Gaye, his family, the people who own his music now,
mm-hmm.
are claiming that Robin Thicke sampled Marvin Gaye's song. I can't remember the title of it.
But it sounds like Blurred Lines.
That basically the music in Blurred Lines sounds almost identical to the music in the Marvin Gaye song.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with the topless women.
There was...
I thought it would have been.
Yeah,
there was some talk of a lawsuit about the... like, obscenity
mm-hmm.
charge or whatever, but... Mm.
If they signed contracts that said I'm okay with my topless body being shown...
No, I don't think they're worried about the models.
No.
Mm.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Thank you for guesting
Crazy.
On this
cool.
episode. Aubrey, go sit back down on the couch.
Thank you, baby.
Just let Marvin Gaye...
Can you stop? Stop
me.
Eating my chicken. Stop eating my chicken. Stop eating my chicken.
Then take the chicken.
No, I'm take that's chickens
take
for my
the
lunch.
Chicken
it's
back
chickens for my lunch tomorrow.
The couch.
Chicken.
There is no more chicken, Aubrey.
I cooked all the chicken. It's gone. All the chicken on earth.
Oh,
every chicken is gone.
Snap.
Fine, just take all my chicken.
Just
take
all
it
of his chicken,
just
Aubrey.
Take it away.
Sheep guys.
Sheep guys. All right.
All right.
Wow.
I know
it's another segment that
oh.
we have yet to do.
Well, hold on. Maybe I'm the host and I'll
oh,
do
wow.
my
okay.
freaking podcast.
I do apologize.
Host this, Nate Pro.
The other half of that segment is what are we watching? And I know we've all seen a movie recently.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
CSL movie.
Am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, go ahead.
We saw Elysium.
Yeah, we saw
Great
Elysium.
Elysium? Whatever.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw it by myself. Oh, I went by myself.
Well, loser. Me and Nate saw it together.
You guys were at the vacation Bible camp.
Well, you could have waited to Friday.
It's called school.
I didn't know that you were going to do that.
Hang out? Yeah, it's so unlike us.
Whatever. I wanted to see Elysium, and I had nothing to do
Anyways,
that night.
Anyways, what did
so
you think about it?
I thought it was pretty cool.
I loved it.
I liked it.
I did.
It was good. It was a little, like, the middle.
The middle was
middle
really slow.
A
and
little, yeah.
There was too much plot development
what?
That it didn't really need. But, I mean, overall, pretty good.
Oh, no, it was good.
Really, the
yeah,
one
like,
complaint... Yeah, no,
oh,
go ahead, Nate.
Go ahead.
No, I want
I
you
was
to
saying,
go.
I like the visual effects aspect.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
The people dying was pretty
yeah.
pretty sweet.
Everyone blew up into pieces.
Yeah.
Literally blew up into pieces.
Yeah.
The two issues I had with the film. One, I don't understand Jodie Foster's accent.
It was weird, I don't know.
She was, like, super over the top. She was like, oh, I'm from Elysium. And I was like, what's...
Yeah.
Why are you talking like that? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And second,
you got to Elysium?
And second, I thought when I was watching the previews for Elysium, I thought it was like in a covered area, and then they had an atmosphere inside.
No, it's
but
like
upon
the
watching
weird
the
atmosphere.
Film, yeah, how are they creating this atmosphere between?
I don't know.
The terrain that they've created, and then it's literally like I don't know, 100 feet maybe, 100, 200 feet, and then space.
Yeah,
literally, like, space.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they're using the Halo technology, so...
Apparently.
You know, that's pretty advanced.
I don't know. I mean, it was a good film.
Now, who was your favorite character in it?
Probably Matt Damon. It wasn't really anybody else to speak of who was...
Because I really liked Krueger. Thought he was a pretty sweet
who was
character.
He was a creeper.
The mercenary dude.
He was a creeper.
The main bad guy.
Oh, I thought he was retarded.
He did a really good job on his part.
It was
a
fun
was a
character. He was a creepy dude, but I think he was a fun character.
When we went,
a little slow.
When we went, there was this guy behind us in the theater who was legitimately like, he was really upset at a few parts during the movie, and he was very loud and opinionated about it. like at the scene, I don't want to give anything away, but at the scene, I think it's in the previews, where the ship crashes
mm-hmm.
into like on the into the ground in Elysium.
Uh-huh.
Elysium, whatever. He's like, oh, it's going to crash. And I was like, thanks, bro. So, thanks. And then when he goes in, the lady and her daughter are like stuck in the room. And then the main bad guy's like, I'll go in and take care of him or whatever. And then the guy goes in there. He's like, oh, it's just women, man. Women and children. I was like, bro, he's not really going to kill him, first of all. Second of all, it's a movie, dude. None of this is real.
Yeah, come on, man.
And then, of course, they have, like, the healing, the little boost thing, the healing technology, where he was like, oh, you've cured cancer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah. He's like, oh, man, can you imagine if he had that? Imagine if he had those.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, shut up.
Why
okay?
was that guy talking
this
like
is
that?
A movie. It's a movie. Shut your mouth. I don't know. He was annoying.
That's weird.
Yeah. But no, it was a good film. I enjoyed it.
All right. That's good. And now we kind of skipped a segment that we've had the past few times you've been on, which is, what am I drinking?
What are we drinking? Right now we are drinking Morgot. It's a Etno Rousseau. It's a wine. It's a red wine. It's quite delicious. It's kind of buttery, but
mm-hmm.
it's really light.
Mm-hmm.
It's good though.
It's not as dry as some other red wines that we usually have.
Now, I'm not used to wine.
It's 2000.
No,
so
we
don't
usually do wine, especially not on this show. But
yeah,
I
mean, it tastes good.
Yeah,
I don't
honestly,
have quite like
running
the,
out of,
the tongue for it.
Yeah, I've been running out of stuff in my cabinet, so we're down to this.
Right.
So,
oh, okay.
And we gotta use what we have.
Gotta use
but
what
it
we
is
have.
Really good.
But yes, I realize upon the fact that this is my segment, people always make fun of me. The fact that I all I do is drink,
mm-hmm.
and I was realizing, apparently, I guess I do kind of drink.
Yeah, you're always drinking.
I'm not always drinking.
Yeah,
not always.
A little bit.
Not always. But I think Nate framed it perfectly. Probably three
times
a week.
You'll have a drink.
So
I'll have a drink.
The
a
times
wine,
the times that I see you. Is
pretty
when
much.
You're drinking.
Okay.
Pretty
well,
much.
Apparently
the
that's
days
true.
A week, he's not.
Well, God, I don't see him those days, so.
Right.
And
well,
he doesn't.
Apparently, all your mom thinks I do is drink, too.
So. I don't know where that comment came from.
What did she
know.
Say?
She said, because I told her I was coming over here to hang out. She's like, well, don't drink and drive, because that's all he does over there.
Can you believe that?
I don't know where that
that's
came
all,
from.
She's never even been in my house.
No, she hasn't.
How dare she make accusations like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Plus,
you're just joking around.
When I come over, it's not like I'm like, okay, Miss Sprout. Where are you keeping the liquor? She's like, oh, you want something? You
want
to have
what my mom sounds like. That's a terrible impression of her.
I don't think you should have your mom on the show. And she's like, oh, yeah, you want to have a margarita?
She doesn't
you want
sound
some
like
tequila?
He's trying to put the impression on dead on. He's just trying to make
okay,
the all right, fact
but
that it's someone's mom.
She does offer you alcohol when you
quite
come
often,
over.
Yeah.
Well, because she likes
yeah.
to have people to
I
drink
we
with.
We found the real alcoholic.
My mom? No.
Yeah.
She
I don't think you can accuse me. I don't think you'll be welcome back on the show if you accuse people's
kidding.
Parents
yeah, don't
be alcoholics.
Don't say
joke.
My mom's an alcoholic.
I had to throw them
it's okay. It's all right.
Just kidding.
Have you been playing any new games while you're pooping, man?
No. Well, I think we established this last time. I
don't really,
really
play, games.
Play games when I'm pooping.
Well, you know, it's just a question.
Well, okay, I do have to admit, though, I read this... Well, it's kind of... two different things, but I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I left my phone on my desk, and I went to the bathroom, but I didn't realize that I didn't have my phone, and I was so not only just bored out of my mind, but literally uncomfortable with myself just
yeah.
being alone.
I can
like,
see that.
I was sitting. And, you know, obviously, like, it's just our culture nowadays. Like,
mm-hmm.
you just, like, you reach for your phone. Like, you're bored standing in a waiting room. Or, like, sitting in a waiting room. You reach for your phone. You, like, ring someone's doorbell. You have, like, 30 seconds to kill before they actually answer the door.
Yeah, we don't.
Pull out your phone. Yeah.
We don't know how to
yeah,
wait
I was
anymore.
In the bathroom.
We don't know how to be alone.
I literally, I didn't get my phone until I was 13. I didn't have a smartphone until, you know, I was probably, you know, 18 or 19.
Yeah, I didn't have a smartphone until I was 19.
Right. And so, literally, I've been, so that's, what, 19 years of pooping with... You know, no smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and now I literally did not know what to do with myself. I was so upset and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, this is awful. This sucks." I didn't know what to do with my hands. I was so bored.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Wow, I am pathetic."
I've had the same experience recently.
Pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Nate, what do you do when you poop? Play games? Check your Facebook? What do you got? What do you got going on?
Check some scores, board scores.
Yeah,
obviously.
Scores.
go on there, see what's going on in the sports world. Still going strong, playing Words with Friends.
You're still on that thing.
Yeah,
that's a throwback.
I know, right?
Should play this one on Thursday so we can throw back Thursday.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
Pull it out, spell a word real quick, I'm good to go.
One time on Thursday, my phone actually sent me a notification about Words with Friends. And I was like, oh, my phone knows about Throwback Thursday.
I haven't played that game in years.
It's bad.
Yeah, I haven't even
played it. Like, I know we were like, I was pretty strong on it for like 2 weeks.
I really haven't been on like phone game fads in a while.
Yeah,
like, I jumped on the Angry Birds bandwagon.
Yeah.
I did that, draw something that was really big for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I delved into Fruit Ninja momentarily. And I did, what was the other one? Temple Run. I did Temple Run for a while. Temple Run 2 caught my attention for a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never really played a lot. Right now, just with friends, and I played Bejeweled Blitz.
Mm. I like Bejeweled.
I like
Bejeweled
it. I like
game.
It. It's a fun game.
Candy Crush?
See, I don't even know what Candy Crush is.
I tried Candy Crush.
I have no idea what it is.
It didn't hold my attention.
I have a lot of people that say I should play it.
My mom and my sister play it all the time.
See, by the time I would jump on that bandwagon, it would be completely over.
Yeah,
I'd be like, Candy Crush! And then everyone would be like, wow, what are you, back in April? And I'm like, no,
right.
Sorry.
I don't know what's going on with that.
So, Kyson's off to college now.
Yeah, I said that on the last one.
Really?
Mm.
What do you think about it? I didn't say goodbye to him.
He didn't say goodbye to anybody.
Yeah, he left to college.
Yeah, Kyson's gone, Aubrey.
What?
He left on Friday.
He was like, you should drive down to Henderson and say goodbye to me. And I was like, no, I can't do that.
He was up here.
Oh, well, I was doing VBS all that week, so.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Where did he go?
To college.
To St. George.
St. George.
He started class today.
Wow, he started early.
Yeah. He said it's really slow up there. He doesn't like it.
I'm sad he didn't say goodbye.
He has a roommate. But they only share a bathroom. I guess they each have their own room where they share.
Well, that's cool. Thanks,
a bathroom. So he said like two things to the guy, and nothing more than that. He hasn't met anybody, so
he needs to make some friends.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to make some friends. He might get into trouble.
Yeah, he is going to get into trouble if he makes friends.
He's in Utah, so hopefully most of those people are Mormon.
That means that
most of people are Mormon and in college, which means they're like, oh my gosh, the outside world.
Although. They are in Utah, which means it is very difficult to get a hold of the things.
Right.
That's true.
But I'm sure they'd find a way. They're college students.
Well, he needs to make
life.
Yeah.
We'll find a way.
Well, Aubrey, you've joined.
Yes.
Let's go back to the segment. Should we listen to anything new lately?
Listen to anything new lately?
I've been into T-Swift.
Yeah, don't call it that.
That T-Swift and...
T-Swizzle?
T-Swizzle.
That hasn't been on the podcast for like 5 episodes. Maybe just call her Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Thank you.
Miss Swift.
Just because we had to have an intervention for you.
If I can't say T-Swift, no one can say T-Swift.
I didn't know about the intervention.
No, the intervention didn't have to do with the fact that you were calling her T-Swift. The intervention had to do with the fact of your very unhealthy obsession with her as a whole.
I'm pretty sure you tweeted about T-Swift this week.
I tweeted about Taylor Swift. No, because see, you guys backed out of
it. Just call her Taylor.
I backed out of...
You backed out of the intervention.
I backed out of the intervention because it was my birthday. And my phone was literally blowing up. And I said, we need to move this to another time.
And we never
That's
did.
That's not on
and
Twitter for everyone to read. We had a Twittervention, okay? It was inappropriate.
And Kyson took
it the wrong place.
And said that it's okay if I talk about Taylor Swift as long as I don't call her T-Swift.
That's a stupid... He didn't discuss that with the rest of the group.
If you guys get together and have another intervention and have letters... And cry a little bit, then maybe I'll stop
If we paint a sign that's
okay, well, first of all, that was a very impromptu intervention that I got on board with at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance to write a letter. I was, like, 800 miles away.
Well, you've had plenty of time. Where's the letter?
I didn't know we were having an intervention.
Well, you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I guess I'm still going to
Whatever.
About
Anyways,
Swift.
How is she?
How is she? I don't know. I guess she's good.
She's making songs with Ed Sheeran, so I guess she's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I really like that song. It's good. I like it too.
That's a song.
It's growing on me.
Too.
What song?
The new Taylor Swift
and
Ed Sheeran
song. And I really like that.
Like You Don't Know.
I don't know. There's a new Taylor Swift song?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't think it's super new. Maybe it's just new to me.
What song?
It's not super new,
it's
but it's
called.
It hasn't been out for a long time.
Everything has changed.
At all.
Everything has changed.
Oh, yeah, no, that's on the Red album.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but it's
her
just
last
like
album.
Just got
it's
on
just
the,
like the new single then.
Yeah.
Okay, then I know.
And
that song.
a new Ellie Goulding song, which isn't very new either.
That's
but
a good
I still like it.
Okay, what did you think of Elysium?
I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Elysium.
Elysium.
No.
It
no,
says
no,
it in the
Elysium.
Movie. Elysium.
No,
sure?
It's Elysium.
It says Elysium in the movie too. I'm pretty sure.
Elysium.
It's probably
maybe
like
that's
those...
how Jodie Foster says it.
Yeah,
because
Jodie Foster.
No,
Jodie
Foster would say Elysium.
Elysium.
She's like Elysium, oh, counselor. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, why are you
president?
Yeah, I know. Don't even start on her again.
I really liked it. I was impressed. All
right,
way to go, Matt Damon.
All right. What are you doing when you poop?
Check in Instagram.
Okay, nobody else plays freaking games?
No.
What
nobody
is up
plays
with this?
Internet games. We're all adults.
I don't play games on my phone.
I don't
really.
Play internet games. I just play games on my phone. Not all multiplayer.
I just
nobody said
check
anything
Instagram.
About internet
you just
games.
Said internet games.
No.
No, you
look,
said
you've been pumping me full of wine since I got here. I can't think
pumping
straight.
You full of wine?
Sorry, Nate's mom. That's all that happened to
no,
you.
No, I've had like half a glass.
Yeah, you're fine.
And now I guess we're caught up.
Ooh. Hold on. Hold it up.
What did your phone say?
I don't know.
Elysium.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
That's not the right.
Stupid
super
thing.
Stoked to find out about Despicable to Me 2 Minion ringtones and alerts.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
iTunes.
Have you heard about this? You can go on iTunes and you can get Minions saying stuff.
As your alert.
As your alert or ringtones. It's
mm-hmm.
phenomenal.
It's pretty
also,
awesome.
I was
Ooh.
Trying to find this because I heard about it. So I looked up Minions on my iTunes, which came
no.
up, which came up with not only Minions talking, but apparently there's like a super like satanic death metal band also called Minions. So
yeah, that
I
sounds
hope,
like a death metal.
I
band.
Hope that nobody is like, you know, some old grandma or something. It's like, oh, those Minions are so cute, and is like accidentally stumbles upon.
Well, maybe
death
she'll
metal.
Like it.
I don't think so.
She could.
Hold on. Let's. I want to do a sample of
real
Minions.
Quickly. It says. IHLEE.
Elysium.
Elysium.
That's exactly
that's
what I said.
You guys have been saying Elysium.
No,
whatever.
With a Z.
That's
Elysium.
Sometimes S's
no,
sound
yeah.
like Z.
And no, oh wait, hold on. I'll tell you the next two letters.
Elysium.
This
happens. But you said Elysium.
And then it's Z-H-E-E.
This happens every time I record
Elysium.
With you, Christopher.
Elysium.
That
there's always
me.
Something.
That wasn't me. You kept saying Elysium or some crazy
Can
thing
anyone
the
just
whole time, and I didn't correct you.
Mention the fact
you.
That Nate proved me right.
It's what? Elysium.
Thank you.
It is. And then it says Z-I-H-E-E.
Oh.
It's bullshit.
Whoa.
What the hell, Nate Prowl?
See, you can get this one. Hold on.
I can show you.
This is the Minion singing, okay? That's that. Or you can stumble upon this. Oops, whoa.
It's probably going to be real loud. Maybe turn it down a bit.
No, it's fine. I'm just surprised it's taking so long. Hold on. Let's do Sacrifice. Sacrifice by the Minions. Or Minions. Just Minions.
Not the
How about
Minions.
Anarchy of the Mind.
Well, none of them are loading. Dang it. Now I'm upset.
Well, I guess we're just never going to know.
What about Lucifuge Rofocale 2? Okay.
That's not that bad. Hold on. Sacrifice is worse.
You listen to multiple songs from them?
Think of some, like, old lady.
She might be into this stuff.
She's trying to find...
God.
You don't know every old lady.
My soul is dying.
All she wants
speak.
Is to get this.
We're all bobbing our heads right now.
All she wants to
and,
get
yeah,
is...
and then she gets this. A blasphemous hymn. She's upset.
All she wants is this.
Maybe she should do a little bit more research and see. Maybe this isn't the thing.
I don't think it's on there.
Well,
anyway.
Oh, here you go.
Yes.
You can get alerts and they sound like this. Good stuff.
Has everybody had a chance to see Despicable Me 2?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it's really good.
It was
good, but
it's amazing.
I liked it better the second time, Nate.
Yeah, I have to go see it again.
Yeah,
but
Aubrey here
compared
it
to the
twice.
First one, I did not think it was anywhere in the same range as the first one.
Yeah, the first one was pretty epic.
But it was still a good movie. I'm going to have to see it a second time because I hear it's funnier.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
I was upset. Okay, I know, and we've talked about this before. I wanted to go see White House Down.
Yeah.
And it was literally in theaters for like 2 weeks.
Because it came out right after the other
one.
It
didn't come out right after the other one, though. I know it has a very extremely similar plot
and title.
Content and title to Olympus Has Fallen, which is a Gerard Butler film, which was really, really, really good. Okay, then, but that came out like in the spring, mm-hmm. probably March, April, what, when did we go?
People just weren't ready for another one yet.
And then, I didn't think it was doing that badly, though. Pretty much everybody
yeah, we were
knew
not
I was
ready.
Going to see it.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Olympus Has Fallen.
Is that good. It? I'm glad that we
that's what, that's what she was trying to find. That's what Grandma was trying
okay,
to find.
Okay, that's what Grandma was trying to
okay.
find. Good.
All right. Thanks, Aubrey. Thanks for that input.
Just letting you know.
Good. Wonderful. Now it's gone. Anyways, but yeah, I was in theaters for like 2 weeks, and I didn't...
They should have waited at least a year.
I know. They should have released it next year.
Or maybe you've just made a different...
It's probably a smart idea.
Well, oh, come on. Like, they never make the same movie twice.
They do, and the second one... always fails.
No, not like a sequel.
No.
I mean like a similar film.
No, as in...
like...
if two
no
films
strings
that are
attached,
similar.
And then they came out with Friends with Benefits, which is like pretty much the exact same movie.
But that one didn't fail,
Friends
though,
with
I
Benefits
don't think.
Pretty awesome.
Friends
movie.
With Benefits did okay.
It was
because
stupid that it came
because
out right
because
after.
It was Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis,
yeah,
though,
I think
which is why I thought that
stars.
White House Down would do okay, because it's Jamie Foxx and, what's his face?
No one's ready for a black
Jamie
president.
Jamie Foxx is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well.
Oh, crap. What's his name? Channing Tatum.
Yeah, but... the
has
other
Channing
one had,
Tatum in it?
The other
yeah.
one had
like, oh, go
older versions of them, which are better. So.
Oh, we're going to see it now.
What do you mean older versions of them?
Gerard Butler is more mature than
Channing
Tatum.
Oh, as his fall.
And
okay.
Morgan
and
Freeman
Morgan,
is...
Morgan Freeman wasn't in it.
Yeah,
oh, yes,
yeah
he
was.
The president.
All right,
he was the... oh, it is the same movie.
It's the same exact...
See,
oh my gosh.
So
I told
funny.
You. It's
he
the
wasn't
same
the president.
Movie.
He was the president for a second
yeah,
while
he
Harvey
the
Dent was incapacitated for a while.
Harvey Dent was not the president.
White
Are you
House
kidding me?
Was
Harvey Dent was...
crowd.
Oh my gosh. IMDb.
Because it looked like it was going to be pretty funny. Because the one part is sitting there kicking
how can you say that?
To get off my Jordans.
Yeah, it was probably more of a comedic take.
I think
take
it was,
on it.
I think it was kind of a more serious.
Well, they're trying
movie.
To seriously portray a black president.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Harvey Dent, president.
What?
Aaron Eckhart.
I do not remember him as the president.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And then his wife dies in the beginning.
I just remember him as the DA.
Well, you
Harvey
know what?
Dent.
Yeah.
We've spent way too much time in this topic. We need to move on. So
okay.
We have two new people on this podcast. So. Aubrey, how did we meet?
We met in high school.
And what was that like?
Ugh, worst time of my life.
Yeah. I found my old,
Wait, meeting Nate Pro was the worst time of your life? Or high school was the worst
oh,
time
Nate
of your life?
Oh, Nate Pro. High school
was
fun.
High school with me was the worst time of your life.
Just kidding. We met in band.
Yeah. I found my old, notebook that I made into a yearbook for my sophomore year.
Nice.
And,
Because you didn't get a real one?
No, I didn't get a... I only got my senior yearbook.
Because they're like $80.
Yeah, they're expensive, bro. I don't have that kind of money.
Okay, fine.
And I found what you wrote in it, and you said that you wouldn't trade me for anything except for maybe like a pizza or something.
That
wow.
sounds like something I would say.
And you told me not to play too much Dungeons & Dragons.
That sounds like something
too bad
I
you
would
didn't follow
say.
Any of her advice.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to show me that.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I'll write in your yearbook.
No.
Okay.
I didn't know you myself.
How was it meeting me in high school? Best time of
first
your life.
Worst time of my life.
It was the best time of his life.
No. I was.
Yeah.
I thought I was cool because I knew someone like from the other grades.
I know, and I was so lame because I hung
you
out
hung
with
out
you.
With the freshmen.
I know.
Maybe.
And then you were an upperclassman.
Only in
and
band.
And then you hung out with the sophomores.
I only hung out with you guys in band.
I know.
I made a point of that.
Yeah. And it was really uncool. You should have been hanging out with people your own age.
There was nobody my own age.
There
that was
people.
Cool. What's her face? What's her name?
Camille?
Nick Coleman?
No.
Oh, who?
I always forget that Camille was in there. She was cool.
She's really cool.
I
she
know.
Her mom is the,
Camille Garner St. Martin, if you're out there.
Whoa, I don't think she listens to my podcast.
You're cool.
Her mom is, like, the makeup reset person for the Valley.
Reset?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, for when grocery stores, like... when they reset the makeup section.
Oh, yeah, and you saw her, right?
And so when they're doing big resets, like when our store got completely remodeled, Camille will come up and help her mom. So that's when I saw her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tried to make the move.
Yeah. I told her next time she's up, we should hang out, but...
They haven't reset
She
yet.
Was up the day that when I went out to California... We had a makeup reset, and she was in.
That's what you get for going to California.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed the scene.
Who was Camille. That other girl that sat by you that you liked?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Which I also, I talked about in the last podcast when I found my notebook. I was talking about how she, like, fell right off the face of the earth. Could
she
not
did?
Find her anywhere. Yeah, I couldn't find her anywhere.
Facebook, nothing?
No. But I checked again today. I was like, maybe she got one now. I looked it up. She got married in July.
What?
Yeah.
She got married?
Mm-hmm.
She's so young.
Oh, snap.
She's 23.
That's too
She's
young.
She's 2 years older than me.
That's too young.
I'm just kidding.
23 is too young.
It's like getting married when you're 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you did. So, you can't really say it because she's older than
I'm mature for my age.
Oh, what?
She was
Dang, Jessica. I hope she's not listening.
But yeah, and then so...
I wonder if she still has that poem that you wrote her.
You wrote her a poem? Oh, hold on. Sidebar, we're talking about this.
I forgot about that. I did. I wrote a poem, and then I wasn't going to give it to her, but Donna took it from me.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it,
and
Donna.
Gave it
Damn
to her.
Donna.
But that's okay. You should have seen what she wrote in my yearbook thing.
She
what
said
did
she wouldn't
write?
Trade you for anything.
No.
Except a pizza?
Except for
no.
anybody
she
else.
Said, I did get her number.
Oh, nice.
Ow.
And she said that...
Why have we not made use
wait,
of
wait,
that?
Wait, wait, wait.
I did.
She say?
She said that... And it could have just been being nice, but she's like, if she was my age, she would have totally dated me.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's easy to say when she's not
oh,
your age
cool.
and she's not dating you.
Well,
yeah,
she was 2 years older than
me. She was 2 years older than me. But like, the rest of what she wrote, it was like, she's either really, really flirty with everybody, or she totally liked me.
I think
I read
might have been a combination of both.
I read it on the podcast, so if you listen to the podcast...
Oh, I better listen to one of these.
Way to put her stuff on blast.
Yeah. Jessica, if you're out there.
Sorry that Napro read your, like, deep personal stuff in his yearbook on...
Dude,
Jessica, if you're out there, we will pay you $10 to send in the poem that he wrote.
I don't think she still has
What's
that.
Her last name?
I'm not
Quintana?
Gonna say it. I'm not gonna
no,
say it on the podcast. I don't say last names
Sorry,
on
Jessica
podcast.
Quintana. That's Who's not you.
I don't know who that
she
is.
She also went to A-Tech.
Oh, jeez. And then, so, you graduated a year before me, and then a while later... I started hanging out with everybody again. So
yeah, because he was had no friends.
Yeah.
And I took pity on him.
Yeah.
And then he ended up being in our wedding.
Yeah, and then I was in your
Crazy.
Wedding.
Crazy.
So, that happened. Nate, how did we meet?
I moved here from Arizona and started hanging out with everybody.
Yep.
End of story.
And you were part
pretty
of
much
it,
end of
and
story.
You were part of everybody.
I was
so,
part of everybody.
Yeah,
that was that's like
were
the easiest
you
one.
Were you already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was already part of it.
And then,
can't keep track.
That's why he
you
was
became
old Nate.
Old Nate, and I became
oh, yeah.
new Nate.
Yeah, I was old Nate. You're new Nate.
Yeah.
Even though you're older than me.
Way.
It was confusing for some people.
Yeah. Well,
like, no
who was it confusing
yeah.
for?
I think smaller children.
They didn't understand.
Around the ages of 4 and 6.
How could it be confusing? It's very self-explanatory.
Because
old
he's
Nate was
old
your
Nate,
way.
But he's old Nate.
And
I'm
he's
young
also
Nate.
Big Nate,
I'm
so he has
Nate.
Too many...
Like, young Neil, it's like, you were
now.
There first, and you
I,
were
I know.
Nate, and then he
but
was
but
there.
But to some people, it may have been
Can
confusing.
I be young Neil?
No, you're
you can't
Aubrey.
Be young Neil.
I want to
have Have you met my wife, young Neil?
Yeah, for real.
I want to have an adjective in front of my
okay,
name.
Okay, hold on. Speaking of young Neil, until I watched How I Met Your Mother, and I've remembered that Neil Young is a famous Canadian person,
mm-hmm.
and that
yeah.
movie is Canadian.
I
oh,
did
I never,
not make that
I never
connection.
Made the Young Neil connection.
I don't know if that's a real thing.
I think it...
That's
come
a
on.
Pretty big coincidence.
Michael Cera and all those people are
Michael
super
Cera,
Canadian.
Michael Cera, we got you.
Yeah, we got your joke, dude.
Oh, I'm losing last names.
I feel like Michael Cera had no part in the joke.
Well, whoever wrote the joke...
It would... It's. A, I
Canadian.
Guarantee you that was a Canadian joke.
Well, could have been.
Because they live in Toronto. The
yeah.
movie is set in Toronto.
I know. It could have been. I just... I never thought
I
about
guarantee
it.
You that it is.
It
and they
be.
Also want to go to the mall today.
Yes. What do people not know about you, Chris?
I did mine already. Do hers.
What do you didn't do yours?
You didn't
no,
do
I
that
did mine
question.
The first one. Do I?
You have
what
to do it every
answer?
Episode.
Yeah, something new that they don't know.
Yeah, something else.
He's an open book. So
Yeah, really, for real. Come on, you know the segments. You've done two podcasts.
I don't have... Come back to me. I'll think.
All right, Nate, what's something that people generally don't know about you?
It's a good one. I don't know. I'm from Arizona. No, everyone knows.
No, everybody knows.
Are you serious?
Lame.
You admitted that in your... How do you know Nate Pro?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just something. It doesn't
I
have to
know.
Be. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just something people
don't
generally
know.
Don't know.
I had stitches in my head.
Okay. How'd that happen?
8 stitches. Brick fell on my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually,
I
did
nine.
Know that.
And I was like, yeah.
I've heard
like
that
9.
Story.
Yeah. Pulled the brick down on my head.
Cool.
So
he pulled the brick down. It didn't just fall.
Like a little
he was climbing
scar area
where you're
there's
doing.
Like no hair right there.
Wow.
Small, but you can notice
it's
if you
small.
Look closely.
All right.
That.
All right. That's a good one.
That, yeah.
See, Nate understands. Aubrey. Can't have too much dead air.
I have to think about it.
Chris?
I'm not used to the segments.
I know, Aubrey.
I really can't think
time.
Of something that people don't know about me. People
think of
pretty
an
much
interesting fact.
Know everything about me, though.
Not these people.
He used to sing in a boys' choir.
You did?
It wasn't a boys' choir. It was choir class at school.
Okay.
And I used to sing in that. And,
well, that's the thing that people don't
know.
I didn't know that.
We sang, In the Still of the Night one time, and I was the tenor, shooby-doo.
And how old were you at this point?
I don't know, probably 15.
Can you give us a taste?
No.
Can you give us a shooby-doo?
No, I don't want a shooby-doo because there's no anything else to go with it. It'll sound weird. I don't want to do
Me
it.
Me and Nate will got
no,
you.
No, you can't. You guys don't know how to shooby-doo.
I don't know
no,
the song.
We're going to sing the song.
You don't know how the song goes either.
Yes, I do.
I don't, though. So,
Nate, you're not backing me up.
I
here.
Don't know the song. I can't help you. Ooh. Aubrey, have you thought of anything yet?
Used to be in marching band.
Used to be in marching band.
Yeah, you knew that.
Like with the
for
baton?
1 year.
No.
What?
For 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
But you
in middle school.
Middle school marching band.
Yeah,
were you
we
the
were
baton?
Legit.
What did you do in baton? What did
I
you
marched,
do?
I was the. What did I do?
Oh, I have
she's
an interesting
percussion.
Fact that most people
I'm
don't know
on
about
the
me.
Drum
Hold
line.
On, you can wait your turn.
She's
I
percussion.
Was, I was the drum line.
High
we
five.
We played in the Martin Luther King Day parade.
I was literally just going to say, I've been in a parade. Most people don't know
I've been
me.
In a parade.
I've been in a parade.
In a,
I feel like everyone's really been in a parade.
Everyone has
one
not been in a parade.
Point.
Are you guys serious?
Been in
a parade?
Everyone's been in a parade.
I thought I was so
I
cool when
cool
I was in a parade.
Too.
No, it is really cool.
No, well, we've all been
in
a
Washington,
parade.
We have this thing called Lake Fair, and when I was a Royal Ranger, we had a Royal Ranger part.
Yeah, when I was a Boy Scout.
When I was a Boy Scout.
Yeah,
you were a Boy Scout.
I was a Royal Ranger, and I thought, because that was the first time I'd ever really been in a real street, and so that was the first time I'd touched the bumps on the road before. I mean, like in your neighborhood, you
cool
don't have
story,
no
bro.
For real. In your neighborhood, you don't have bumps on the road. It's
well,
just
no, yeah.
You're expected
you
to know that you
Rangers.
See the stand on the right yeah. And the other people on the left. Well, it was the first time I'd actually walked on the bumps, and I felt really cool because it was
Wait.
Like a big street.
Did you guys do Pinewood Derby?
Of course.
Oh, I love
Pinewood.
Oh,
I love Pinewood.
Super
Derby.
One Pinewood Derby.
Greatest thing ever.
One time, I made a tank. I literally didn't take
what?
Any wood off. Anyway, I kind of shaved the edges that was round, and then I took a part off the back to make the turret. And I just put weights under there.
We covered yeah. My brother's Pinewood Derby awesome. In Pokemon pictures.
That's cool.
And he won because this guy cheated.
Nice.
Ooh,
by default.
Cheaters never win.
So he was second place, and
not
then
like
he won.
My
like
wheel
steroids.
Likely story.
Cheated
my dad's beat for. Mine, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was actually, like, an honorary Boy Scout because I thought Girl Scouts were stupid, so I did Boy Scouts with my brother.
That's
they let you do that?
Not officially.
You just did all the Boy Scout stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I was
a
super cool Boy Scout.
When I was a Cub Scout, because I wasn't actually a Boy Scout, I was a Cub Scout. But we built a float. And
so
then,
you're a quitter?
No, we moved to Florida, and we didn't have it around us, so we just didn't get into it.
Florida wouldn't have Boy
Scouts. I graduated Cub Scouts, and the next step was Boy Scouts, but I...
Right.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I had to... I couldn't. But so we built a float out of paper mache.
Oh, not bad.
Built a float out of paper mache, and then we rode in like a canoe behind it.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
It's way better than marching. Marching is hard. Yeah.
Wait, so you were in the parade because you were in Boy Scouts?
Yes.
So literally all of us who were in a parade have been in a parade because of either Royal Rangers or Boy Scouts.
No, yes. Not me.
What was your parade experience?
Yeah, I was in the drum line.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Nate, you getting out of here?
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right, see you, man.
Bye.
Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Go ahead and say bye. Say some things.
Oh, bye.
All right.
Sign us off.
Laura, do you want to say some things?
Some things.
Okay.
Woo, killed it. Later, bud. Later, Nate.
Later, guys.
All right, see you, man. See you on Friday.
It's not before.
Yeah, we're hanging out tomorrow or something, right?
Know. Oh, okay. Nice.
What's tomorrow?
See you tomorrow.
You get, the girls are doing something and the guys are gonna
bye, guys.
Do things.
So glad we could have this, like, drawn-out, heartfelt goodbye on the podcast.
On the podcast? I think people are really going to like it. People like it when people say goodbye.
People
on the
can
podcast.
Connect.
It'll go over really well.
So where were we? We've all been in parades.
Been in parades.
My thing that I was going to talk about, even though I did already say something that people didn't know about me, that I was in the Cub Scouts and I was in a parade, was that I'm afraid of the dark?
I'm kind of afraid of the dark.
Hold on, though. Like, afraid of the dark situationally or just period? Like, if you're in a space where there's no light, you freak out?
Or... I mean, I'm not irrationally afraid of the dark. Like, I don't, like, have a heart attack or something. But I do get very anxious and nervous in the dark,
okay.
Yes.
Because I'm not afraid of the dark. Like, if I'm in a dark room, I'm not afraid.
If I'm in
but, like,
my
if
room.
I'm in, like, in a... Well, like, if I'm in a dark hallway or, like, a dark stairwell...
Oh.
I'll get kind of legitimately
freaked out.
Who's
not afraid in a dark stairwell?
Yeah.
Why are you
in a
dark stairwell?
No, even like in a dark stairway, like in a house. Like if I'm coming up from a downstairs, like into an upstairs, because I want to get a drink of water or whatever.
If I enter
I
my
know
home,
that there are demons chasing me.
If I enter
in the dark
my home
and I begin
when
to
it's
run.
Dark, I am afraid.
That's irrational.
No. Demons are real.
Yeah, but there's none in your stairwell. It's not even a stairwell. It's
you
open.
Don't have a stairwell.
I used to have a stairwell. I've lived in plenty of homes with a stairwell.
Stairwell is an enclosed staircase. Yours is not enclosed.
My parents is enclosed.
No, it's not.
And the Reeves is enclosed.
No.
That's not a stairwell. That's a staircase.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I said interchangeably.
A stairwell is
like
if
in
you're
a
in
building.
An office building.
Yeah, and it's enclosed entirely.
It's just the stairs.
Okay, fine.
But, yeah.
Staircase or stairwell.
Like, in my room, I'm fine, but outside, like anywhere else, I'm afraid of the dark. Like when we were running around in that, the drainage thing, and you guys
that
were just going in there with no lights, I'm like, there's no way I'm doing
that,
bro.
We were running around in a drainage thing.
Remember? We
that one time?
Giant...
And then it started pouring down rain.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was really scary.
Yeah, and we almost died.
Is it the time that you hit your head? Oh, no, that's a...
No,
that was...
that's a different time. This is when we were as the group, like, of adults.
Oh, okay.
But you guys were running in there, I was like, I don't want to go in
Kyson
there.
Sorry, Kyson.
And then you guys... Kyson was there. I think.
Sorry,
right?
Brooks.
Brooks wasn't there.
No, I was referring to the time that we were
you
with
said
Hans
adults.
And Chase.
Yeah, no.
And you, like, backed
oh,
your
that
face
was Hans and Chase. Never mind, Brooks.
Yeah. But, and.
Sorry, Hans and Chase.
And you guys were running back at us because I think me and Aubrey stayed behind because we're scaredy cats.
We did?
All I know is, no, we were walking.
No, you and me just started back first because it started to rain.
Oh, yeah, because it started
to rain.
Because
we're like,
and then
bump
you,
this.
And then you and Dylan and Nate started running at us making zombie noises.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
which was awesome.
Which, I mean, I obviously know there's no zombies, but weird
it
noises.
It was a little scary.
Weird noises
it was
in
a
the
little
dark
scary.
Scary.
Yes, it was a little scary.
Also with the threat of being washed away in a
yes, because
flood
it was
drain.
Also storming like crazy. Like there was
think...
no rain and then all of a sudden rain. It was pretty
well,
insane.
I remember there was no way to get out. Like that other way was just endless tunnel
mm-hmm.
or like
mm-hmm.
endless
yeah.
drain.
We would have stayed in there for maybe 10 minutes long. We would have been washed away. We would have died.
I don't believe that.
People do.
People die like that, man. Got to stay out of those drainage places.
Kids, don't go in drainage tunnels.
Yeah.
Or you will die. You'll get carried away by the water.
Aubrey, what are some things you like?
Sushi.
Ooh, good call, babe. Speaking of that, we need to plan.
Yeah, we do need to have a
sidebar
sushi night.
Sidebar outside of the podcast, we need to plan a sushi
yeah,
night.
Yeah, sushi night.
Really soon.
Yeah, really
okay.
soon. We haven't
I like,
had it in a while.
Giraffes.
Yeah.
I have a giraffe collection.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate.
Large fan of chocolate.
All good choices.
My friend Baxter here.
Oldies music.
Oldies music, that's good. That's good.
like spaghetti. It's my favorite food.
All right, spaghetti. All right.
Turquoise.
Turquoise. All right.
Carpet.
I love lamp.
Desk. Whoa, wait, that's not what this segment's about.
what things do you love?
It's not things you love.
Oh, take all those things off then.
No, those are things you like. Come on, don't be throwing around the word love, all right? You're going to make it meaningless.
Yeah, it's like every time I say it to him,
yeah,
he said a little less meaningful.
I know. Chris, what are some things that you like?
These are well established. We talked about these before.
Say other things. You have other things that you like.
Other things.
People probably don't remember the things that you
like. I'm
listed.
A large fan of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola,
I drink Cola on
yeah.
a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I like M&M's.
Right.
I like...
Now, how do you feel about pretzel M&M's?
Ooh.
Not that much of a fan. Surprisingly. And I was very excited. Okay, hold on. October's coming up in a few months, but it's coming up nonetheless. They have candy corn M&M's. So if anybody
those
has
are delicious.
If anybody
we
has an investment,
but they don't taste anything like candy corn.
That's fine.
No, but
white
they're
chocolate.
Delicious.
Yeah, if anybody has a chance to invest in those over the October
Halloween season.
The month of October.
The harvest season.
You just gotta pack
please
up like 10 bags
do
of those.
They
those
are delicious.
My goodness.
But pretzel M&M's, put that on the list I love.
You love pretzel M&M's?
Yeah.
Alright, because I talked about this on the last episode that like a lot of our friends don't like pretzel M&M's.
Who
I,
likes them? You.
I love
it
pretzel
was you.
M&M's. Well,
you
I don't,
me.
I'm sorry. I like
I
pretzel
don't
M&M's.
Not,
oh, I love
them. I don't not like pretzel M&M's. I'm
yeah.
just like, ugh, pretzel M&M's.
But pretzels are amazing. M&M's are amazing.
Double amazing.
Don't give me... That's not a good argument.
I think pretzel M&M's are the best M&M's.
That's like the fruitcake. That's like the fruitcake argument. Fruit, awesome. Cake, great. Fruit, cake, nasty crap.
I'm not saying it goes all the time, but pretzels and M&M's, yes.
I don't know if they're necessarily the best M&M.
Well, that's
they're right
where,
up there.
That's where we disagree.
Peanut M&M's,
I'm partial
to almond M&M's. Anybody?
Almond M&M's.
I don't know.
I don't think that's
those.
A thing.
Yeah, they are.
Where is
they?
I believe
amazing.
That they would a thing. Good coconut M&M's.
I've never tried those.
Me
they
neither.
Sound
I never
really
will.
Good.
I'm not a fan
no,
of coconut.
I love
I hate coconut.
Coconut.
But that's not what this segment's
I hate
about.
Coconut.
It's about almond M&M's.
Is cream pie, is things that end in cream pie, does that have coconut in it? Is that like a
only
well-known
coconut
fact?
Cream pie.
Only
no,
coconut
because,
cream pie.
No, listen, hold
not
on.
Not German
hold on.
Chocolate.
Listen. Okay, cool. Thanks for bringing two words that previously weren't in my argument.
That's what you were going to say.
Cream pie?
No,
like
I wasn't.
Like
okay,
lemon,
you guys clearly did not want to hear what I was going to say.
Lemon cream pie? That's
no.
not a real thing.
Go
it?
Ahead.
At the shakes at Sonic, they have all these kind of bubble chocolate cream pie, strawberry cream pie, blah, blah, blah cream pie. And they're all good, but I swear they all have like a hint of like a little like little coconut
they
stuff
do.
In there. And I was like, how come? Because it's a chocolate cream pie. I didn't sign up for any coconut anywhere. And then somebody
no.
told me that if it's a cream pie, that means that there's coconut stuff
they
in
lied.
It.
I don't think that's true.
So why? How come?
I don't like coconut.
Sonic.
Because I had the chocolate cream pie from Sonic twice, and both times.
Have you ever had Oreo cheesecake?
Yes.
Delicious, right?
Yeah.
Oreo cheesecake shake from Sonic, nasty crap.
Because of the coconut?
No, just so I'm saying Sonic doesn't always get things just right.
All
right,
maybe their cups are just coconutty. Do you think
maybe.
Of that?
Maybe they mix it with their ocean water.
Yeah, maybe. It's
like...
in the same machine or something?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Ooh, and they also had this, I don't know what it was. It was some kind of one with bacon in
man.
It.
Man. Ooh, the bacon peanut butter.
The bacon peanut butter.
I actually never got to try that one.
The shake flavor was good. But the bacon pieces, because I'm really textural, was
yeah,
a
that
no-go.
Would be weird.
It was
I wouldn't
no-go.
Like that.
Has anyone ever been to Pink Box Donuts?
No.
It's a donut-gasm.
One of the girls from work, like our HR person, brought in a whole box of them, and she let me take just my pick. I've got like a, it was like a chocolate cannoli kind of thing.
Ooh,
there was cream in the
cream?
Middle. Oh my
so
goodness,
good.
That was the best donut I've ever had.
Connor and I went to Pink Box Donuts and got a dozen to try all the flavors. And
they did that for you, or did you pick them out?
No, we just picked them out.
Okay.
And we took them to work and shared them with Dylan and Nate, and it was amazing.
I know, they're the best for
they have
donuts.
An Elvis one, which is peanut butter and banana, and it's amazing. Fried peanut butter and banana.
So if you're Pink Box Donuts,
have that.
You owe us like $5 because...
Yeah, Pink Box, you're doing something right. And When you go in there, they make you feel like you are the coolest person on the face of the earth. Like,
really nice
if you
service.
Were going in there and you were, like, thinking about, like, committing suicide or, you know, whatever, they would change your mind just from going in.
If I was thinking about committing suicide, probably the first place I would go would be a donut shop.
Yeah, because you need to have your last
donut.
Yeah,
so, you know what, don't even worry about the suicide hotline. Just go straight to...
Just go straight to Pink Box.
To Pink Box.
The job will be done.
All right, if you don't have one of those, then, well, all right.
Sorry, you're just going to have to go through
that. Maybe you could call the suicide hotline to get... directions to the nearest.
That's 411.
Yeah, maybe. Usually we would go into something that I don't understand, but I don't have one of those, so I'm gonna.
You understand everything.
Everything in the world.
You successfully completed understanding of everything.
Well, I take it by like a week to week basis, and I don't have one this week.
You've understood but everything that's happened?
We're gonna cut in another segment of what's going on with
Nate. Do we have time for another segment?
Yeah, we're fine.
I feel like we're running really long.
We gotta get all the segments.
Okay.
We're almost done. Well, we're gonna
have a new segment.
We're gonna add in, okay, hold on, Aubrey, I'm trying to do some right now. We're gonna add in a new segment called What's Going On With Nate. And what's going on with Nate this week is that I quit soda.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because it's pretty unhealthy.
It is unhealthy. I've been way back on the soda.
Yeah, I got to change my diet, so I figured I'll start with the soda, get that out of there.
And we'll take out the cocaine.
Yeah, then take out the cocaine, you know, start laying, you know, taking away the hard drugs. But yeah, start with the soda, and then it will be a little bit easier to start changing things later. Because I don't want to just, like, completely change my diet right off the bat. I'm not going
to. Because then you won't stick to it.
And you'll hate your life.
Yeah. But so I've been drinking a lot of water.
You,
which
after
you.
A while, you actually just really don't even, like,
yeah.
When I drink a soda, I'm like,
I still love soda, but I do crave water. I
yeah.
love drinking water.
Yeah, I gotta get back on the taste of water. I used to drink, like, more soda and that kind of a drink before, and now because I still kind of crave it. I'm like, man, I really need, this water is not really doing
the trick.
It will,
though.
It will,
but
soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it will eventually. But, so I've been going on for, about 8 days now.
Wow.
8 days,
too.
No soda.
That's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that's what's going on with Nate. So, Aubrey, you said you had a segment?
My new segment
mm-hmm.
is Hunger Games!
Well, okay.
Aubrey's
just
reading the Hunger Games trilogy, and she's very excited about it.
You want a whole segment?
I want a whole
Hunger
segment every week.
Okay, I can. I mean,
devoted to Hunger Games.
I mean, I've read the book, so we can.
They're amazing.
Okay.
I'm only on number.
You have not finished the third
I
one.
I haven't finished the
oh,
third
Oh, good,
book.
Because I just finished number two, so you can't say anything about the
okay,
third
one. Okay, that's fine. So, what do you want to talk about?
I just
hold on,
talk...
though. This is dangerous. I just want to say because Nate Pearl probably doesn't remember what has happened so far in the third one.
Yeah,
just
I do.
Give something away.
No, I remember.
Don't give anything away, Nate.
I know what happened. Know how where the second one ends.
The second one ends. Spoiler alert, at Katniss being told that there is no District 12 and that PETA's been captured by the Capitol and that the games, the Quarter Quell Hunger Games, whereas all of, they were all planning to save her.
Mm-hmm.
Super
but
spoiler
I just
want
to talk about the fact that PETA is really awesome.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And... Katniss does not give him the credit that he deserves.
No, Katniss needs to figure
this is
life
coming
out.
From a girl who had only, up until like a couple weeks ago, had only seen the movie and was like, PETA sucks, which granted,
the movie
PETA,
did not give PETA
which granted, in the movie, PETA sucks. Josh, what's his name? Josh?
Well, because
Josh
in the first book,
Josh
he wasn't...
Hutchinson? Whatever?
In the first book, he
He's
wasn't
a terrible
that...
PETA.
He wasn't that big of a... Thing.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, it was a big thing, but it's like... Oh, he's a nice guy and all. But then the second book, it's like, oh, he's, like, really...
PETA is so
trying
awesome.
Trying really hard. Yeah.
Like, it really, literally makes me upset every time she's like, oh, Gail's back. Oh,
no,
I just want to talk to Gail.
And
Gail's
know,
a tool.
Gail is awesome. And if it was just Gail and no PETA, I'd be like, yeah, go for Gail. He's dark-haired and he's got strong hands and... He's probably really hot because what's-his-face in the movie is really hot.
Well, no, you know what? Liam Hemsworth isn't the most attractive in that movie.
I like him with dark hair.
I
like him with blonde hair.
Just as in
he's
other things that he's been
William,
in.
Oh, as opposed
not
to
the most
other
attractive.
Liam Hemsworth
yes.
films? Okay.
Not the most
but
attractive.
But in the movie, they make what's-his-face Josh...
That's because he's not naturally
disgusting.
Blonde.
Yeah.
He looks so weird.
Yeah.
He looks
blonde.
So much better with brunette.
Yeah, but, you know.
What but PETA in the book is, like, so awesome. And
I do like PETA.
I'm Team PETA all the way.
Okay,
I'm gonna get a shirt.
I don't think in real life, with anybody who has ever read the book or been near a Hunger Games book, I don't think there's any other team than PETA. I don't think there's a Team Gale.
Yeah, there has to be.
Show me a girl who's Team Gale.
Yeah.
Who's read the Hunger Games.
Who are Team Gale, contact Nate Prell. What the hell?
Aubrey, there's 30 people that listen to this podcast.
If any of you are Team
None
Gale...
None of them are Team Gale.
Call him on this
Don't
line.
Give it, no, just give us Twitter or something.
At the Nathan Pro.
If you are Team Gale or
there's
Team...
There's nobody who's
or
Team
PETA, let us know at Twitter.
At
Twitter. Yep,
at
there you
the
go.
Nathan Prell.
At the Nathan Prell.
Yes.
That's the Nathan Prell.
We get it. I've said
at
it like,
Twitter.com.
I've said it a bunch on the podcast.
Okay, let us know.
These people listen to a podcast about me. Okay, I think they know my
Twitter. They need to get more involved. I'm trying to get some audience participation.
I'm trying to do that too. All right. Chris, do you want to add a segment? Since Aubrey's just throwing
I mean, but
our
just.
Podcast?
Can we just talk about how awesome the Hunger Games are?
No, we've already touched
Save
on that.
Some of it for another podcast.
All right.
It's apparently a recurring segment.
Oh, it is.
I don't have anything to add about the Hunger Games.
Do you have another segment,
any other
though?
Segments to add at this point.
All right. Have you talked to Brooks lately?
Not specifically. I mentioned we were at the rack on Saturday.
Nordstrom Rack.
And we bought a lot of... Well, we didn't buy that much. Let's rephrase. We spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's over by where the Sheehans live.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brooks,
so I texted him to see if he was going to be in the neighborhood, which he wasn't. He was actually dropping Kaisen off at college. But
yeah.
Other than that, I haven't really spoken to him. No.
Okay.
Why?
So no.
Well, because...
Something
the,
to say about him?
The segment is...
What do you know about Brooks?
That, no, things that Brooks says.
Oh.
So I was asking you if he had said anything weird.
Hold on. Let me
Brooks
check back in my...
Brooks usually does. Check Twitter.
No, his Twitter is just a goldmine of it. No, today I texted him because I was bored, and he was telling me he was watching Adventure Time, and he was saying that, like, in the Wizard episode, how come they can't go into Wizard City because they're totally wizards from the episode where they go to the magic school, and I told him I think they don't do the final test, so I don't think they get to keep their magic powers,
oh,
so they're
that's
not,
unfortunate.
I don't think they're wizards. But, so people who watch Adventure Time, if you could let me know that.
That's definitely not
did
me.
Did they get to keep their wizard status? Because if so, then the Wizard City episode is flawed.
Flawed.
But I don't think they got to keep it, but Brooks says they
in
did.
In continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Brooks... No, Brooks
no,
hasn't said
not
anything.
Not a whole lot in here.
All right.
How do you feel about the regular show?
It's okay. I don't watch it that often, but it's... I mean, the episodes I've seen are pretty good.
I used to be against Adventure Time and regular show because I'm... I grew up with cartoons that look like... real stuff. So then when they came out with these shows and like shows like the early 2000s that are just awful. Mm.
No, but Adventure Time and regular show are like
and so when I saw them I was
right
like
now.
Oh my gosh, these shows are so
that's what
weird.
I thought,
but
that's
then
what
I watched
too.
Them they're actually pretty funny.
When I was
I
seeing
had
previews
funny.
When I was seeing previews for Adventure Time like before it first came out I was like
what the
I don't know about this.
This
and
yeah.
Then I didn't want to get in on it but then
I know,
as
that's
soon as
how
I started
felt.
Watching it I was like
I watched a couple episodes like,
whoa.
This is so weird. I don't even know if I like this. It's kind of creepy. Adventure Time is actually kind of creepy.
Oh,
at
yeah,
some
it's
points.
Super adult.
And so then, but I watched a few episodes, and this is actually really funny. And then I saw a couple regular show episodes, and I was like, okay, this is actually
you gotta
really
watch.
Too.
You gotta watch Adventure Time like from the start and in order.
Does it follow a plot?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, each episode, I mean, they're
can stand
basically,
alone.
Yeah.
Right.
But there is an underlying, there's a timeline that goes with it.
Interesting.
There's lots of crazy theories. I can delve into the internet for hours reading theories about Adventure Time.
Really?
Yeah.
There's that much under...
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Like, back when the...
Don't talk to me about it. I don't know. It's not gonna... You'll just be speaking...
All right. Well, back with the Lich. The Lich whole thing.
See,
I
don't know what that means.
It was at the end of the, like, the last season, so it was, like, the break. So
okay.
There was a lot of debate about it, but anyway.
Digress. Please digress.
Yeah. So that's the end of this podcast.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it has.
Thanks
so
for having me on.
Thank you, Chris, for being on.
No problem.
Thank you, Aubrey.
You're welcome.
And I just have one last question. Aubrey, would you go on a date with me?
What the hell, Nate Pro?
It's not a yes or a no.
That's a no.
Okay.
I already said no once.
Oh well, yep.
Oh.